In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Christos Voskresi. Christo amafufuka. That's Swahili. It's not too hard. It's not too hard. And there's Christunu Mariuku. That's the Kikuyu language. Fathers of the Kikuyu tribe. And I actually knew that Christ is risen in Kikuyu for 15 years before I knew him. Because there was a parishioner who was from Kenya. And she was of the Kikuyu tribe, the largest tribe in Africa. So Father has asked me to preach a little bit. And we are, of course, reading the Gospel of St. John during the Paschal season. And the Gospel of St. John really has one primary purpose. And that is to reveal Jesus Christ. That's what St. John was concerned about. To reveal who he is as God and as man. The greatest document in the history of the universe about Jesus Christ is the Gospel of St. John. The other Gospels, they reveal Christ in some ways, and they're very good. And they have also things that St. John did not write. But very much John is revealing who Jesus Christ is. And I think this entry, as all of his Gospel, really has two components to it always. There's dogma. He's very dogmatic. All the time he's speaking of who Jesus Christ is. He's God, he's man. And his personality, his being, his approach to life, the things that are important to him, the things that are not important to him, the things that he loves and the things that he hates. All these things are in St. John. So dogma about Jesus Christ is always present, and we see dogma today. But also, with dogma is morality, is how to live. What does it matter if you know who God is, if you don't act like God? Doesn't matter at all, right? Doesn't matter if you say, well, my house is burning, if you sit in your house and continue to watch television, right? Doesn't matter at all. So St. John is always about dogma, and he's about how to live. So this is what's happening in this selection today. So he's speaking to the Pharisees, and I don't need to go into all the details. You should really know St. John's Gospel so well that it just, these stories are immediately apparent to you when you hear the first two words. I mean, we can do that with a song, can't we? There's a popular song, you hear the beginning bars of the song and you know immediately what it is. Well, this is more important. So he's speaking to the Pharisees and he's saying they're blind. They say that they see, but they don't. And the reason why is because of their pride, because of their arrogance, because of all of their hidden sins, because of their false agendas and all the rest. This should scare us. Do we have any hidden agendas? Do we have any false ideas? Do we have any bad priorities? All those things might make us say we see when we don't see. Oh yes, we see. We see something that's false, like a hallucination, like schizophrenia, to see something that is not there. People do that all the time. And that's because they are not acting like sheep. The Lord then goes into the story about that he is the shepherd. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story. And it is describing his intimacy with us. Now, the part that I love the best is not the part that was read exactly now. It would be a little further in the chapter. If you kept reading it, you would see it. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. Now, how do they know his voice? There's a lot of people talk about Jesus. I just gave a sermon recently about nice Jesus. Nice Jesus is from the devil. Nice Jesus has a devil. The nice Jesus in the world is the Jesus that lets people do anything they want, say anything they want, believe anything they want, act in any way they want, and say that Jesus blesses it. That's not who Jesus is. Jesus is not nice Jesus. He is true Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection, and he's true. And so the way we know Jesus, his voice, is to be around him and to follow him. That's how. If you know much about farming, I have the pleasure to go to a monastery where there are goats. And the goats are acclimated to people. So that, well, that is the female goats are. The bucks are not. So I go among the does and they immediately know me. They come and nudge me, and they're affectionate with me, and they know me, and they're not afraid of me at all. I go down to the lower pasture, and the bucks are afraid of me. They don't know me, because I'm not around them. So we must be around Jesus Christ, just like sheep and goats would be around their shepherd, and then they know him. And you know him by acting like him. So the Lord has said to love one another, we should love. We just follow his example. So to forgive, since he forgives us, we forgive. If we do those things, then we're not like the Pharisees, where the Pharisees say, I know this, I know that, I see this, I see that, and it's all a sham, it's all false, because of pride and arrogance. So we will know Jesus Christ by following him, as plainly and simply as that. So I'm always amazed, I think Father probably is too, probably, when we talk with people, and I find that they don't read the Bible ever. How can that be? Or they say their prayers very haphazardly, if at all. How can this be? Unfortunately, I think that some people know the plot lines of television programs better than they know the gospel. That's terrible. We should read the gospel and always read it with this expectation and this desire to know and to be changed. Because it's, if you want to put it in a crude way, it's an instruction book. That's a very crude way to put it, really, because it's really God speaking with the soul and in ways that even we can't express in any language. But if we follow Christ, then we're his sheep and we know his voice. And we're not like the Pharisees. So today we have two examples. We have Pharisees and Sadducees, the ruling elite, who said they saw something, but they didn't. They said they could see, but they saw something that was false and they believed it to be true. And the reason they did is because there was not truth in their heart. We follow the example of the sheep who follow their shepherd, obey their shepherd, do what their shepherd tells them, accept even the punishment of their shepherd sometimes. And they know his voice because they're learning to be like their shepherd. Christ is risen.
Indeed.
Amen.